Sorry, I brought it in this morning. Sorry, Ian.
I thought I had done to meet boss in there. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, a promotion or a demotion, what do you think? Being a pastor. But I want to say this, God's the greatest pastor. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the greatest pastor.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, I'm not scared of nothing. And that's me saying that. That's me. Not encouraging anyone to do anything that I do. Because I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
The same King that opened the Red Sea. The same King says the death angel will pass over. Have you the blood upon the lintels of your heart this morning?
Amen.
I'm not here to shout. I'm glad I'm saved. That might affect some people. It affected me. A child of the devil. But Jesus came in. He gave me life that no man could stamp by it. And no man can do away with this anointing. But God give it. And God will receive it back.
Amen.
When I leave this suitcase behind someday. When I leave this pre-life to go on to real life. Oh, what an anniversary that will be. What a day that will be.
Amen.
When you're scooped out of this here pestilence to be with the King.
Amen.
What's your shout this morning? Is it for Jesus? Who wants to recover this morning? Who wants recovery? I want to speak this morning of recovery. We all need recovery, brother. We all need recovery. Every one of us. Even the strong man needs recovery. But Jesus is the greatest one for recovery. Oh, we ought to wash our hands with the
Hallelujah.
Blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Put it upon our hearts. The washing of the blood. The washing of the water of the word. I'm going to open the word this morning. I don't carry big notes. The greatest note for me was when Jesus came into my heart. Not my head. A head knowledge will take you to hell. Yes, I'll say it again. A head knowledge will take you to hell.
Amen.
You'll think you've gone. But I say that honestly this morning. Going by the word. But a heart knowledge will lead you to Jesus. Amen. We want to go tell Samuel here and I am excited. But the reason I'm excited is because I'm excited coming up and I'll be excited going down. Because I'm excited that Jesus saved me.
Amen.
I'm excited that one day when I had a head knowledge of this world and my beautiful brothers that would like to stone you at times, Jesus comes on the scene.
Amen.
Woo! Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Your friends want to make you feel like you're an old crow or a magpie. But Jesus says, I are the nail.
Amen.
You rise above the storm. It's not about being this size, let me tell you. Zacchaeus was a small man, but Jesus promoted him.
Amen.
He found a tree to promote a small man.
Right.
And one day the king that I served found a tree to promote me. And it was a tree in Calvary.
Hallelujah.
And he shed his blood. I want to speak for Jesus this morning. I'm not concerned of what's going on round about me. How can you be concerned about them things? Being concerned won't help you. But I want to tell you, Jesus has already took care of your worry, friend. Jesus has took your problems. He's nailed them to the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And you know, I went to discos and I seen people getting excited. They had to take drugs to get excited. I didn't ever take drugs. I wasn't into taking drugs. But when I got to Jesus, just 2 days fasting, 2 days and praying, and the Holy Ghost comes right down in it, it'll hit your body real good. And I'm excited
Amen.
About that. You may have come this morning not being excited. I want to read this story. This is true, brother. So I want to read this. And if you didn't feel like you're excited, I hope you can get excited.
Amen.
And it's not about being excited, but it's about being glad and not sad. We're going to read here from 1 Samuel. And don't forgive me for being excited this morning. Be glad for me. Because there's not many people excited right now at the moment. They're looking at men and they're looking at the devil's waves. I don't want to get caught up with that, because I like to swing the sword about. Maybe take a few heads off and ears and stuff. But look, let's get to the Word of God. 1 Samuel. And here we know we're just before all this, just to give you a background. King David was down in Ziklag, that old place. Down along with the Philistines, down with the enemy. Thought it was great. He got a wee break from Saul out, running around and running away from him. Not because he was afraid of Saul, but because he did not want to damage the Lord's anointed. 16 months David was away from the Canaan land. 16 months. And if you're educated, tell me, did he ever sing a song or write a psalm? No, he didn't. It's not strange. Let me tell you, when there's no joy, there's no music. Our brother Guy, the other night, there was no guitar here, and we had to sing a cappella. The greatest time to sing, they got there, you know, sometimes you're in the shower, you can sing a cappella. But trust me this morning, and I'm not a joker. If you think I'm, if that's what you get this morning, well, I'll pray for you. But I want to tell you this. When there's no music, there's no joy. When you haven't got a song, when King David didn't write a psalm or write a song, he was down in Ziklag there, running from what he thought. And you know what happened? We're going to read in this story. We'll come up to date here. And it's chapter 30, 1 Samuel. And I'm a great reader, so don't panic. It'll be good. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag. Now remember, he's with his men here, so just take a good thought about that. On the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives. Our brother Mark said about the women a while ago, boy, we need the women to do the cooking and all the rest of it. And to look after you and all the rest of it. And show a bit of love now and again when you need love. But let's have a look at this. Either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. They took them all away. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, and they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives. Now you notice the Bible gives their names here: Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people speak of giving them a big party and sending them on a holiday. Is everybody's eyes still on it? For the people speak of stoning him. Am I reading that right? Is this the Bible I'm reading? This is a king here we're talking about. We're talking of stoning a king? Whew. This is the Bible. They're talking of stoning a king here. Now, because the soul of all the people was grieved, sometimes you're going to get grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God.
Amen.
Does it say there, the people's God? David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, now listen what he said. Shall I pursue after this troop? One question. Shall I overtake them? Number two. And he answered, three answers. Pursue, for thou shalt overtake them, and without fail recover all.
Amen.
You've heard what I've said. You've heard what the word says. You can be seated. I'll not give you any bigger a blessing. what I would have to say. But this word of God will. This word of God will bless you. Many, a few weeks ago, I was just going along in different situations and looking at things, and the Lord was speaking into my heart, not my head. So you got to understand. And a lot of times it seems like all's breaking loose in your life, like all hell's breaking loose. You come sometimes and you think it's going to be a wedding sermon, and it can be something different. And sometimes, I want to say this here, sometimes to get the vision, you have to experience a nightmare. Brother, what do you mean by that? Well, you all know the Bible and you've read it. And you tell me one time, here's a king. The people weren't talking about lifting this fella up and saying, you're a great fella, you're a king. You're a great man of God, David. We love you. What are we going to do with this boy? Stone him. I reckon stone him. Can anybody that has God in their heart think of another situation where there was going to be a stoning? Well, it comes to me really sharply. Do you remember the woman was caught in the act of adultery? And Jesus said, he came down and they all lifted stones. And people like the stone. Stone's a good jab if you really want to open up on something. A modern version of a stone would be a 12-gauge shotgun. If you've got a bit of vermin in your yard, like an old rabbit or a fox, or maybe you don't want to kill them lovely little animals. Let them murder your livestock instead. But look, let me move on. That's a modern version of the stone. But the world wants to stone you, brother. The world wants to stone you, sister. This old virus wants to get you down, down, down. But you may be down, but you're not out. Amen. What's a child? It's down. Two knees, hands, one foot, and it's up again. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Do you want to be up this morning or down? Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? Stand over here. As these may words this morning can't be. I'm reading out of the book. I'm reading out of the scriptures. And let me say this morning, David, they thought about stoning him. But what had David lost at this stage? And what did David do? You've just read that David encouraged himself in the Lord. He didn't phone a friend or take a 50-50 or ask the audience. Isn't that amazing? He didn't phone a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
All our needs, griefs, he bears. What about a few boys in the crowd that was going to stone the king? Come on over, boys, and help me out. Help you out. We want to stone you. Maybe you're here this morning and you're being stoned. Maybe you're here this morning and people's throwing stones at you. Listen, here's a king and they wanted to stone him. We have a queen in England. Could you imagine people saying, we're going to stone the queen? We're going to stone her. What spirit are you of? What spirit? Remember the time Jesus and the men came and says they're casting out devils here, they're doing all manner of work in our name. Or they're doing all manner of work, they're doing all these things. Well, we'll call fire down on them. A bit like this situation. Let's stone this boy. We're grieved. He said, our wages is away, everything's away. But what does God say? Pursue. Not only pursue. And I haven't looked at these notes because I jotted down a couple of small things. Small things is okay. But this was a small thing David did, but a great thing. David encouraged himself in the Lord. How would you encourage yourself in the Lord if you're a king? And the people want to stone you. How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Now, who did David lose? We read out their names. I wouldn't be big into looking up. The Hebrew says this. This says this. This says that. I was born and I learned how to speak English and them type of things. And I ended up one time, my tongue got cut when I was only a kid and I couldn't really, I had like a bit of a lisp then, one thing and more. But I got to say this here. I got to be honest. Your heart needs to be right before God. Your heart. Think before you use the wee small emblem that wriggles about and steers the ship. Think about saying, are we going to stone this guy? Why did this happen to David? Why was he going to be stoned? Now listen, what did David lose? Abigail. We've got a couple of little Abigails here this morning. My brother Mark has a daughter Abigail, and Samuel's a daughter Abigail. What a lovely little name. Because you know what Abigail means? Joy. Joy. And this other wife that David had, Ahinoam, and her name means grace. Now anybody here that doesn't have an education, that's real good, because you'll understand this saying. And if you have one, you'll understand it greater. If you lost your joy, and you lost your grace, could you tell me, brother or sister, what are you going to run with when you've got no joy, when you've got no grace? What is grace? Unmerited favor. Can I forgive that brother? No. Stone him. Just stone him. Not only were they going to stone the king, but the devil run in rampant and said, I'll take his two wives. I'll take his joy and his peace, or his grace. The devil wants to take your joy this morning. I'll assure you. He wants to take your grace. Sometimes when you look to people that call themselves Christian, honestly, you think they've got a 9mm up their coat. You're waiting and getting both bars. Why are you happy? What are you glad about? Do you not realize what happened over the hill? What are you glad about? The Bible says to me to encourage myself in the Lord.
Amen.
Sister Vicky, you ought to smile. You ought to be glad. Brother Bowie, you're right to smile. You have something to smile about. This brother here's a smile. Why do you smile? The world doesn't want you to smile. But who's the king of the world? Satan. He doesn't want you smiling. He doesn't want you having any joy, bro or Jordan. Not only doesn't he want you having joy, he wants to get that away from you. He wants to take the grace from you too. What is grace? Unmerited favor. Amen. Who gained that for you? Who gained this grace? Your mommy or your daddy? Your brother or your sister? Your auntie or your uncle or your cousin? I wouldn't miss a one. Did they gain it for you? I say with all loving kindness out of my heart, no, they didn't. The word doesn't say you have grandchildren. Jesus Christ, brother Edward, gained your joy and he gained your grace. That's who gained it. Not a bunch of men. I'm not excited one bit to get round a bunch of men that wants to stone you. It doesn't excite me. But like I say, sometimes you have to endure the nightmare to get the vision. And sometimes you'll come through high water, rough water, low water. But Jesus is King of Kings.
Amen.
And I tell you, there's no greater love than this morning. And whenever your head says the media is saying this, think of who the media is. I want you to think of who the media is. I'm only talking out of Scripture now. We can only go to Scripture for to speak. So it's not me. Who is the prince of the power of the earth? Does anyone know? Is the prince of the power of the earth the king that was on the tree that shed his blood? Revelations it says, a lamb as it happened slain. Anybody ever been to a place where they slay sheep? Have you ever seen it? I've seen a sheep been slain. It wasn't standing. It was not standing. It was getting ready to go through the butcher. It was not standing, it was slain. But here you read in the word of God, a lamb as had been slain. You know why, brother, he was slain? For you, for me. That's why. And there he was standing. You know why he stood? He was fit to be able to be slew and still stand. He was slew for you. He was slain for you. So forget about what your head tells you and think about what your heart's saying. When Jesus comes along on the scene, he changes all things. David went, and not only did David pursue, which he had asked the Lord, shall I pursue? Not only did he pursue, and not only did he overtake, but this is wonderful. He recovered all. He Amen. Recovered all.
Amen.
Who wants to recover all this morning?
Amen.
Who wants to recover all?
Amen.
Me. I want to recover all. I want to be like Joshua. If I could bite a 3 score and 10, I could say I felt better and did when I was 40. And I'm 49 and I feel good now. Praise the Lord. See, I'm praising the Lord. When you rebuke a devil, you don't rebuke him in your name. The devil doesn't care if you enter into the house. He's not worried about you. Never think he is. That's not scripture. But when you enter into a house, and Jesus is in your house, then the devil's annoyed.
Amen.
Amen.
Even the very angels that the Lord created. And they say, the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. You go and rebuke something in this place, not a thing's going to happen. You'll have get yourself a bit of trouble. But when God's with you, oh, pursue, bro. Recover. The Lord said to you this morning, this is the only thing I have for you. And it's at this time I was asking, I had this message a few weeks ago on my heart, and it just came. I was actually maybe praying here 1:30 night, and it just hit me about the two names of these two women. And I says, I better go and look there. Like, you know, why am I thinking like that? I usually don't look up stuff like that. But it came in my heart. And you know, it might be a bit rough around the edges, praise the Lord. We need rough around the edges things. And we need smooth around the edges things too. But I want to say we're not all the same. But Jesus is the same.
Amen.
Hebrews
Amen.
13 and 8. The same yesterday.
Right.
On today.
Amen.
On.
Yes,
forever.
Amen.
Let me hear it.
Amen.
Last rate, a few forevers are people that actually have caught hold of this. I want to say this here. You are not here this morning because you decided you were going to come. God draws man unto himself. God calls man. God calls you. And I was wondering what our brother Mark said this morning. And he's just giving a bit of advice coming through the door and the different things and to attend to these things. Here is the greatest blueprint. This is the greatest plan. Go to Revelations. I just said, there stood a lamb as had been slain. If one is slain in the world that couldn't stand, a slain lamb's dead.
Yes,
but here's a slain lamb that stands. Glory!
Amen.
Whoa. See, I really want to get excited more than I'm getting excited.
Amen.
And you know something? I hope that rubs out on you real good. Because I get up just like you in the morning. And I just want to jump out of bed and go at it heavy and hard. I love God to literally put a sword in my hand and say, go on ahead, get ripped into that stuff.
Amen.
But I thank God. Now, I'm not off the wrong spirit now. Don't get all carried away. But I have to be wise. I have to be wise. I've seen some people sometimes threatening me. And they're maybe a hair taller. But I'm thinking, you know, and I'm not getting carnal, but you think to yourself, there's sometimes you've over 500 pound weight in the bench, pressing it easily. And here comes a man standing in front of you. And not only have I a good pair of lungs, thank the Lord Jesus, but you know that man wouldn't have the power to overcome you. And sometimes they talk to you. But you got to understand, Jesus said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. So, bro, if you can endure the nightmare, the vision will come. What about seeing God all through the day? I'll believe him. And there's a cloud by day, and the pillar of fire by night. And they saw it, and they walked with it. And they all were happy and glad and said, this is great. We're all getting into the promised land. That's not what the word says. So ought we not to take a look at this morning? Who wants to recover this morning?
Amen.
Look at them two hands up.
Amen.
I want
Amen.
To recover.
Thank you, Lord.
I want all of the enemies trying to take. I want to recover it. But I tell you what, this is brilliant. I'm actually not on a want. I know it's going to happen, bro. Just like Zacchaeus knew it was going to happen when he got taller than the tallest man there that day. If Saul had been there, 6'5", whatever he was, 6'10", he was a big tall guy. But there was a wee tree, and I got a wee short guy taller than the rest. And then Jesus said, I'm going to your house. He headed to the small man's house. And the small man had Abigail in his heart that day. Joy. And there was grace visit at that man's house. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Are you glad about that? You know something? You can ring a friend and you might come away from him ringing him and there's nothing you can say that's going to help. And you can mean all wellness. And our problem is today, sometimes when you phone people, you're genuinely phoning to see how they are. You're not phoning them to see if you can carry a story. God knows my heart this morning. I don't lift phones to carry stories. I want to lift a phone that I can put a bit of joy in your heart. I want to try and encourage you to push on. If someone steps in my toes, I don't want to let you know about it. I want to talk to Jesus about it. David didn't go to his friends when they were going to stone him. He could only go to one. The Lord. You might not be encouraged, but I say to you, honestly, just try it and say you have one. Just for a few seconds, get alone. Say, Lord, listen, I'm having a tough day. I need you to, Broad Jordy, you know. You say, I'm having a tough day. My daughter, my young fella, I had four daughters. But I can say, I'm having a tough day, Lord. Would you help them four girls? Lord, I'm having a tough day. I need you to help me. Broad Bobby, you're having a tough day, but look to God. The enemy wants to bring tough days, tell you. But here's something I tell you. When I was a young man, and I can just say I've experienced this, I remember being in an old place and I had a pallet on the ground and they had no forklift in that day and I couldn't move this pallet. It was maybe half a ton or whatever was on it. I could tell the truth, but I don't want to discourage people. And I moved it across the floor. Don't ever do that because you could get yourself hurt. But I was able to move it. But I thought about it. It was tough the first time. It got to be. I could move it easily because I was strengthened to move it. When people's ready to stone you, it will strengthen you. You're here this morning, honestly. Is this God's word? Do you want strength? Have you ever been, people wanted to stone you? Then you're going to get strength. Something's going to happen, bro. When you look like you're rejected, that's a good saying. What about the king that the media rejects? What about the king that this world doesn't want? And people think you're nuts. You ought to be glad. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall call his name Emmanuel. God with my friends? No. God with us. Isn't God amazing? You just say, Lord, help me today. Now, don't put on a special voice. God doesn't work with special voices. There was enough Pharisees back there in Israel and scribes and stuff like that. Who's that fella there? They wanted a big golden staircase to come down. And a man walked down and said, look at this, he's came. The deliverers finally came to Israel. That would work. But there he was up in a wee place there, and donkeys in a stable. And here's a king has been born. And even the heavens declared it. You, brother and sister, serve a king. I can't explain it any better. You don't explain God. But you have a king that loves you. No matter how you feel, don't go on your feelings. When people want to stone you, remember this story. Two questions. Shall I pursue? And he pursued, and he overtook. And what does this say here? Does anybody, Brother Jordy, would you read up what it says in 30 and verse 8? It's the last three words. It says, fail, recover all. Amen. Who wants to recover all this morning? Listen, you may be knocked down or annoyed or something could happen. And it may look like, oh, this isn't going to happen. Look not to your circumstances, but look to the God that is above your circumstances. One day you'll realize that this is so true. One day when you step out of all your grief, as I say, when this pre-life is over and real life begins. This was all just a little, it's just a time where God sees he wanted a family and he made you. And think about this, friends. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, and he said, you'll surely die. I want to get the clothes here. There he was in the garden. And they had sinned against God. And what did God do? He clothed them. God clothed them. God wants to clothe you this morning. Nowhere in the Bible says your righteousness. It's his. You see, that's what gives you the victory. You're working with God's righteousness. With it, you will recover all.
Amen.
Amen.
You have a sore shoulder this morning. Tell the devil it's going to recover.
Amen.
Your back might be niggling. Tell the devil it's going to recover.
Amen.
But then say to the Lord, listen, my joy and my grace, it maybe get knocked to the side a little, but it's going to recover. It's going to multiply. I want you to recover this morning, brother. I want you to see what this word's saying. David recovered all. I want you to be blessed this morning, because this word is yea and amen. God could use somebody different to shout it out, but I just happened to be the ignorant fellow that was able to do it this morning. And at the start of the meeting, I thought I was promoted to pastor. But you know, I want to say this. Do not get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. You know, you may get up some morning and say to yourself, the doctor said this. And you can look at that big situation, and then that situation becomes your fear. The word says a fear of man. What does it do? That's right. It brings a snare. So the fear of a man will bring a snare. So who wants a snare this morning? If you do, go home and listen to all the news. If you want a snare. If someone wants to tell me how happy it is. Good facilities in some of them places. But I want to say this. I think the God that made the heavens, the universe, the stars. I think the God that opened up the Red Sea. I think the God that not only a virus but a deaf angel came around. I think the God that can send a deaf angel off could take care of your situations this morning. Who thinks that's true?
Amen. Amen.
The Lord wants to recover all this morning. Now that's the word I've had in my heart for the last couple of weeks. And I pray you're blessed. And I hope I didn't get too excited along the road and try and get it till you. Sometimes, you know what I mean, you can, yeah, just how things is. But we're not all the same. Paul and Peter wasn't the same. You get real now. Paul didn't pull out a sword to take half a head of a soldier. Paul wanted to take the heads of all the other Christian boys around him at this time. But Peter wanted to take the head off. But that's good, I can say that. And then people say, did he take his head off? That boy says he took his head off. No, I said he wanted to. And I end up whipping off a wee bit of his ear. What's that? That's not a fight. Listen, the devil can bring on what he wants, but the Lord Jesus has took care of it, brother. That old devil wants to put you in a position you can't walk, talk, or be glad. But I have news for the devil. This pre-life one day is going to be over. And some brothers have already went on before us. Promoted. They don't have to deal with the stoning no more. I don't think there's a stone up there to be thrown at you in that way. It would be love, joy. Oh, it has not entered a man's thoughts or heart, them things that the Lord has prepared for them that want to stone.
Amen.
Is that it? That's it, brother. For them that love him. Show a bit of love there. Go to work and the fella that's different than you. The sort of crank you could hardly like if you reared him. And try and love him.
Amen.
And you know, it might be hot and heavy, and people say, that's awful how that man talks. Praise the Lord. As I'm me. And you know, get them boys out of here. Them fellas are in the city. I remember one time on the street, and the law of the land says, lads, you had to move on. And I just said, lads, listen, I appreciate he's been given a job to do. I'm not going to be cheeky. He'll not need to arrest me or anything. I'll move on till another spot. And you know, it was a help that they did come, because people seen that and then they followed us to the other spot. They want to know what these boys talking about. They thought it was something unlawful, but it wasn't. It was unlawful to the prince of the power of the earth, but very lawful to the King of Kings. I want you to be encouraged this morning. I say God bless you, everyone. And I mean it. Seek the Lord, fast and pray. And you ask the Lord, what sort of fella is that? For I mind being in a garage with a fella, and he was all caught up with me talking so much about God and not introducing the man to the people. And he says, you know, bro, that's wrong what you're doing and all. And I says, well, there's a wall there, it's lovely and white, and there's just me and you. Call on the Lord. Maybe the God he was serving was sleeping. He might have been. God I was serving was not sleeping. He never sleeps. The one that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Have you ever been to a meeting and people's like that? The slumber. And they're just about to sleep. Oh, God of mercy. Give you a wee bit of power. Ask the Lord to come down and move on you. If you're feeling a little sick, call on the King. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Say, Lord, is this what you want? You created me to be like this. There's a reason for things. But Jesus says, I am the God. I'm the one that healeth thee. Amen. That's personal. And he says, amen, I love you. And you know, I was saying through the week to different people, you know, not one that the Father have given me have I lost. Be encouraged this morning. If you can make it here on a Sunday, praise the Lord. You'll be blessed to be where two or three are gathered in His name. His name, that's the Lord Jesus. If you're in an hour fellowship, praise the Lord. You'll be blessed there too. Was the boys that was down casting out the devils in the town blessed? Of course they were. Jesus' own disciples that walked with Him wanted to go round all these other places and shut them down. Did everybody hear that? What did Jesus say? Let's get back to the Bible. What spurred are you off? And then he said something brilliant. Such don't speak lightly of me. People always say to me, and no offense to the people, I love them dearly. I think, have you a wee word in your heart? Have you a wee word? God is not a wee word. That's a slang we use in Ireland, wee. Listen. Let's hear wee building. Couldn't contain the big God that I love. It's not Satan. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I say His name before men, He'd say mine before the Father. When was the last time you told somebody about Jesus, no matter how rough you are or how soft you are? When was the last time you told someone about Jesus? Could you honestly say when you tell someone that wasn't in the world, you told them about Jesus? When was the last time? When was it? Was it yesterday? Maybe it was this morning. Maybe it was just before you came to the meeting. Or was it last week? Or was it last Christmas? Or was it the Christmas before? Has the wife been took? Has Abigail been took from you? Why did you not pursue after her? Why did you sit in the corner and phone your friends and just say, it's going to be a stoning? No. Get up. Pursue. Recover all. Is this the word of the Lord this morning?
Good word, bro.
It's not mine. I couldn't excite you anymore. It's not my word. I was a man born of a woman a few days and full of trouble. We all are, let me tell you. Every one of us. But let's give this trouble to Jesus. And I tell him, Lord, direct my path. Direct my tongue. God has everybody in a place for a reason. And every one of you sisters and brothers are here for a reason. And I'll tell you what, it's lovely to see everyone this morning that's here. And you're all looking well, from the back to the front. Every one of us. But why? Because of God. And you're looking well this morning. Because God has put a joy in your life. I want to speak joy over every one of you. I'm going to decree it on you.
Amen.
I'll decree it. I'll tell you what, you'll have a joy on you this day. I'll assure you of that. How can I assure you of that? Because this is not my word. This is the King that died for me. Not me. When I die, it's over. But I thank God this old fella inside died. And there's a live, living fire. And it'll take on every devil. Because it's God. If I go myself, fail. The arm of flesh will fail. But the hand of God. Remember it wrote on a wall. Listen. God's speaking to you this morning. Everyone. This is for everyone. This isn't for one man this morning. This is for every brother and sister. Recover all. God is going to recover all. Listen. I'm getting down here now. Not down as in down. But I'm going to head back to that seat. But God's still up. And he'll always bump. Always. So unless you want to come round me with joy, Abigail, and Ahinam and Grace, don't come down to talk to me, because I might have a sword and I might swing that thing. And you pray that it's your ears coming off. Because I mean, I honestly, tell you what, I ain't not fooling around. I'm being serious. I ain't going to really be serious here this morning. Everybody's got a character. And I assure you now, the small stone in the wall, just a little Zacchaeus. Maybe there's a place in that wall. And the big fella can't fit into it. You have to get the wee Zacchaeus. Slip you in there, Zacchaeus. I needed you. Wouldn't it greet you without that day, Zacchaeus? I needed you. God loves you.
Amen.
God needs you. God actually needs you. Have you ever heard that before? See, people want to think, God doesn't need you, but he'll use somebody else. That's not right. Going by scripture, that's not right. God does need you. Do you need your children? Do you need all your children? I want you to be honest. There is a hand if you need all your children. Right. I tell you, if you feel you don't, there's something wrong with your heart. You need all your children. They're precious, tell you. God's blessed you with them children. And brother, your boy will come back.
Amen.
But that's nothing to do with me or any brother or sister. That's God. God makes the impossible possible. And when the young man's running on his way to hell, then God turns it around. Because he's God and you don't need to be inspired to say it. You can say it lightly. God will recover all. God bless you this morning. I'm sorry for maybe cracking that pulpit there. If I've did any damage, I know a few good joiners. But I want to say this. I know Jesus. And I'll tell you what. I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want you to have a bit of joy. I'll try to take this bread and throw a bit down and you can eat it. Just like me. I'm eating it too. So praise the Lord and God bless everyone. And I say everyone's looking well this morning from the front to the back. The back to the front. You are in fine condition this morning. And your heart's tender. And it's good to see you. And young Matt's getting as big as his dolly down there at the back. And I say, some people I haven't seen because of all the chaos going on. And I know it's not your fault. And like our brother Mark says, you have to abide sometimes by the law of the land. But you know, I believe there may come a time where you're going to have to, God will raise you above situations. But I have to say this. You look to God. And he'll look after you. Because the world have a saying, look after yourself now, boy. Don't even start to say that. Let God look after you. Get up in the morning and say, Lord, I'm heading through that door. You gave me. you gave me. You look after me. And he will. And listen, I came up that way and I'll go down this way so I can surround the whole array. But listen, God bless you.
Amen.
And I had a great bit of joy on you this morning.
Amen.
And just keep the whole thing lit. Our brother Tom or brother Gary, whoever wants to go, praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
The Lord bless each one. Let's stand our feet and brother Gary's going to come in a moment just to say we're going to meet again at 6 this evening. I think brother Mark did announce the time. Pray for services. The aim has to be that people get saved. That's the aim. If we don't have that vision, we're wasting our time. We have to have a vision for people to get saved. We're going to be here at 6 o'clock. I want to preach tonight on a subject I preached years ago. And I went back over it and studied scriptures again. I probably had somewhere in notes years ago. I couldn't find any, but it didn't matter. But I was blessed to go over it all again and look at the different scriptures. A Savior for no one but sinners.
Amen.
Jesus isn't coming for the righteous. He's coming for the sinner.
Amen.
The down and right ugly. The prostitute, the drunkard, the homosexual. Jesus can save every one of them.
Amen.
Praise God. He can save them. God bless you, Brother Ian, this morning. Next Sunday, Brother Samuel's going to be preaching. And we want to continue on with the different brothers in our morning services, like we've been doing. And I want to say as well, if anyone wants me to visit them as a pastor, and maybe I haven't visited people, but I want you to bear in mind, we've been in a lockdown. You couldn't just fly around houses. But if you say before it, look, if you want me to visit you, I'll visit you. There's nobody who'll visit you any faster. If you ask me to visit you, I'll visit you. If you feel you need prayer, ring me and I'll pray for you. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't get into this pulpit and blow a trumpet every time I visited somebody or went to the hospital. I don't do that. But you don't know what people I've visited. People that don't even come to this church I've visited. And the Lord's touched them and healed them.
Yeah.
On several occasions, a nurse has turned to me and said, how did you get in here? Several times, not just once, several times. And you know you can't just walk through the hospital. We have sisters here who work in the hospital. You can't do it. You have to be let in. How did I get in? I don't know how I got in, but I got in. So if you want me to visit you, I'm willing to visit you. I'm willing to come and pray with you. I'm willing to do whatever I can do. And you know what? Maybe I don't meet everybody's expectations. I'm sorry if I don't. And but I just ask you that you pray for me.
Amen.
As I pray for you. And let's take this word serious that we've heard about the stones. My brother preached at the drive-in a few weeks ago. He preached about stones. Now we've heard again about stones. And if I've been guilty of stoning you, I'm sorry. May the Lord forgive me. May the Lord help me. May the Lord help me to have grace and mercy. But let's every one of us examine our own selves before we examine somebody else. And we're going to go by standard. You heal tonight, but I bring this message to save you for no one but sinners. You cannot set no standard up. The Lord takes the ugliest, the dirtiest, the filthiest. And if you think you are better than them, you're lost still. I'd say you're not even saved. Nobody can be saved until they realize they're lost first. You'll never be saved. I want us to come and bow our heads, and our brother Gary's going to come in a moment. If you need a touch from God this morning, you don't even have to have hands laid on you. The Lord can touch you where you are. The Lord can minister to you where you are. There's a man's already messaged me this morning. He wants to come. He's been away from God. He's going to come back to the services.
Amen.
God's moving on people.
Amen.
But, you know, maybe you don't hear about it all, but God is working.
Amen.
I could give you a copy of our live streams. There's hundreds of people listening to them. God's healed a lot of people. God's touched people. But the devil wants the whole thing stopped. But the Lord wants us to, we've heard, wants us to have joy. He wants us to have the joy. Would it not be better to encourage someone and pull them down?
Amen.
Let's encourage one another in the Lord.
Amen.
While our heads are bowed, our eye closed, if you need prayer this morning, I want you to raise your hand before the Lord. And God bless you. God bless you. And I'm going to pray for you. And Brother Gary's going to come. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, not one of us was worthy. Not one of us could climb up any way to reach to you. But Lord, we had to come by your provided way. And you have only one provided way. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that we have open access. Because the veil is rent from the twain,
yes.
From top to bottom, and the way is made,
amen.
Into the holiest of holy and new and living way into your Shekinah glory.
Amen.
Lord, we come to reveal in you, to ask you,
hallelujah.
Knowing that you are our high priest,
amen.
That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And Father, we're coming in the name of Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
The name,
amen.
That's far above every other name.
Amen.
Pray for every hand raised, for every situation.
You.
That you've touched that brother, touched that sister. Minister grace, Lord. Minister joy, Lord.
Glory.
That you'll get all the glory, that you'll be in the midst.
Yes.
No, so that no man's uplifted, only Jesus.
Yes.
That Jesus would be the center of our hearts, of our focus, of our vision,
yes.
And of our fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Lord, only you. We want to lift you up.
Yes.
We want to praise you.
Yes.
Magnify your name. Of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Thank you,
Lord, restore the backslidden.
Yes,
Lord, give every one of us a fresh baptism of joy.
Amen.
And
amen.
Give me a baptism of stickability. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
I pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I pray for Brother Gary as he comes to lead the
amen.
Songs. You bless him. Bless his wife, bless his children. For any other brothers that are going to be song leading, bless them.
Hallelujah.
Give them the joy of the Lord in their heart.
Glory.
In the name of the Lord, I pray.
Hallelujah.
Father, we lift before you Pastor Billy Patterson and the whole fellowship
yes.
In Gormley. We pray for your mercy. We pray for your grace. We curse COVID
yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We come against
amen.
The virus. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Rid them of it, Lord. And cover your blood and heal them and raise them up in the name of the Lord. Lord, we ask for your blood to be over us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. It's 6 o'clock. It'll be live, but listen, make an effort to come. This is an opportunity to bring someone. If we need more chairs out, we have plenty of room in here and space. We can throw out some more chairs. Try and get someone along that's not saved. This is a challenge for me. Maybe it's not for you, but when have we last witnessed for the Lord?
Yeah.
When have we last told somebody about the Lord? The shepherd does not produce sheep. The sheep produces sheep. The shepherd's to feed the sheep, but sheep produce sheep. How many knows that's the truth? Each one of us have to make an effort. And the Lord bless you all. God bless you, Brother Gary.
Amen. We sing that hymn first of all the earth beside. Chiefest of all unto thy bride, fullest divine in thee I see, wonderful one.